welcome to the Fallen State. I am Destiny Peterson. Don't forget to help us fight censorship by hitting the thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe and ring the bell. You can ring my bell. Very mama mia hola, si senor, interesting person today. I have with me Vosh. And Vosh is a socialist.
Oh, yeah.
YouTuber streamer who focuses on political activism. And his YouTube channel is called Vosh. Welcome, man.
It is a pleasure to be here. Happy to meet you.
Yeah, same here. Thank you for coming. So one day you were walking down the road and decided that you want to become a YouTuber?
Oh, honestly, I've idealized the lifestyle long as YouTube's been around. Love the idea of being able to just get your thoughts out there immediately.
Yeah.
On that day, tens, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people listening that day. Feels fantastic. Couldn't ask for anything more.
Are you surprised that it took off the way it did?
Yeah, absolutely. I got really lucky with how quickly things spiked. I don't know if that'll go on forever, but
right,
for now,
course.
I'm very fortunate.
And what made you think you had something to say?
I think you've actually had him on this program before. Destiny, the
little
guy.
Yeah. The adult man that played with...
Yeah, he in the video games
video
and such.
Video game guy. You would never make for a good husband, right?
Oh no. Yeah. But I've followed his stream for 10 years, and I'd come on sometime because he's not a socialist, you know. So I'd try and bring him in, and people liked what I had to say. So I thought, hell, why not make a channel of my own?
How old are you?
25.
Amazing. Are you religious at all?
Oh no, not at all.
Are you an atheist?
I am.
An atheist, so what does that mean to you?
I do not think we can make any strong statements about the metaphysical, so we can't know if there's a God. And since I am bound by the rules of logic that help us make clothes, make decisions, then I have to assume that since he is not here, present empirically, I can't really make statements on him. I live as though he didn't exist.
So you don't believe there is a God?
I would definitely not run those odds, no.
And where do you get your logic from, if not from God?
Through the through an epistemological faith in the soundness of reason. So I know that if I do something and there's an outcome, I can do it repeatedly and I get the same outcome. I have, to an extent, a degree of faith that the processes by which we build, create, reason, they work within our system.
How would you define logic? What is logic?
I'd say logic is a system by which we arrive at conclusions we believe to be the most correct or the closest to being correct.
And are you a moral person?
I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty moral on my channel.
And
I'm always preaching.
Where do you
morals.
Get your moral, your values from?
I love humans. I think we're incredible. I think, you know, we're a miracle, really, that we exist on this planet. I want to protect us. I want us to be happy. My morals come from, fundamentally, the desire to make people as happy as possible, to build strong, healthy, independent humans who can live their lives freely until a death of their, you know, hopefully a long life.
And you are a millennial, right?
Yeah.
I noticed that millennials are very talented on one half. And then on the other half, they lack moral values. They don't have that. That one side is missing.
What moral values do you think we're lacking?
All of them.
Oh, this is news to me. I think I'm a pretty moral person.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
And why do you think that you are?
Oh, well, I think I arrive at my conclusions pretty well. Like, I want people to be happy, so I'm in favor of things like gays being able to marry or transgender people being able to live how they want, because that seems to, in the long run, maximize people's happiness. It makes people feel free, you know,
and
in their own skins.
Would a man who has values, moral values, agree with all that stuff, homosexuals and stuff?
I mean, I'm a man. I've got moral values, so.
Would a real man agree with homosexuality and lesbian and all that stuff?
I think a real man would be very in favor of lesbians.
How about homosexuals?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really?
I'm a homosexual.
You what?
I'm a homosexual.
You're
a homosexual? I have to be in favor of it, yeah.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean to be a homosexual? What is that?
I'm just like you, Reverend. I love all people. Every single one of them.
But
so.
You love them in a sexual way, right?
Oh, not the kids. But yeah, absolutely. I love folks.
And so you're a homosexual?
Yeah. Well, I like everyone, men, women.
How did you become that way?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I was raised pretty well, loving parents. Couldn't have been them. I've just figured around 15, 16, I like all sorts of folks. Figured I might as well carry that forward, you know?
What does it feel like to be a homosexual? What is that feeling?
You've been in love with women before, right? I assume you're straight.
Yeah.
It feels pretty much like that. I find folks attractive, and sometimes if they're real nice to me, want to hit them up at parties, then I decide, hey, maybe we'll go on a date. Pretty much the same process, I imagine.
So you like men, women, homosexuals, non-identity and all that kind of stuff? Mm-hmm.
Non-binary folk and trans folk, cis men, cis women, the whole spectrum.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You take anything that comes along?
I have to find them hot. But yeah, there are lots of hot folks all over the place. I think, by the way, you look wonderful today. So I
are
think
you liking me right now?
Oh, no, not like that. I just think that you're fantastic. You're aged wonderfully. You have a flawless beard going on. You're well haircut. I think that you're a phenomenal example.
Amazing.
If you were into men, you'd have your pick of the cut, let me tell you.
I appreciate that. Do your parents know you like this?
Oh, yeah. They're super nice.
Your father's okay with it, too?
Oh, yeah. No, does my father's been wonderfully supportive. Strong, though. Strong, disciplined kind of dad, you know?
And he's aware that you're into all this?
Yeah.
Amazing. What do you think about Islam?
Islam. Oh. Well, I'm not a big fan of religion in general, so not too much on that. But I think pretty much like Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, you know, it's in that ballpark.
Do you know that they'll throw you off a bridge if they found out that you're a homosexual?
Really? I've had Muslim
friends.
They'll
throw you
off
the top of a building.
I've had Muslim
friends.
They
will cut your neck and show it on TV.
Oh, I've never been around a Muslim on top of a roof before, but, you know, maybe if. I think, I mean,
well,
if
don't you go over that country.
Oh, no. I mean, I love it. I mean, you can see I ain't leaving this place. But, yeah, I mean, you know, if you go back just a couple years or really, if you just go into some parts of the South, plenty of mean things Christians doing to gays, too. So.
Like what?
Oh, well, there's the conversion camps. That's a big one.
That's not mean. That's love.
Some would say, I mean, Muslims would say
that's
love.
Would you rather have your hair cut off
sin.
or the help someone gave you help to overcome that? Which would you prefer?
Help to overcome, like, my hair?
Or to get your head cut off by an Islam person?
Well, you know, when you put it that way, I think I'd prefer the camp. But I don't like either.
Are you concerned about radical Islam?
I'm concerned with how we're reacting to it as a country.
What
not
do you
so
mean?
Much the Islam itself. Radical Islam, serious problem. Terrorist attacks, it's bad. Like, don't get me wrong, you know?
Yeah.
But I worry that sometimes the reactions to those terrorist attacks can lead to much worse outcomes. So, like, for example, the Patriot Act or the existence of the TSA and Homeland Security and ICE. I think that these are overreactions to problems that we could address better through more meaningful foreign policy.
You don't believe that they are a security threat to us?
I do think they are. I mean, 9/11 happened. It'd be hard for me to argue against that.
Right.
But I think 9/11 and a lot of those other incidents were products of our really bad foreign policy. We keep destabilizing foreign governments. If we went in there, we helped them. You know, we helped them with their economy. We invested in their industries. We stopped hating them for who they are. If we loved everyone like you do, I think that we could get, like, way, way, way better outcomes.
Should we help our enemies who will rise up against us at some point and kill us?
I think that by helping them, we keep them from rising against us. It
not
is by
really.
Keeping them in their country ghettos, in
but
the third world.
But helping them will not stop them from hating us.
It's like, I mean, you're a reverend, right?
Right.
Yeah, you know how transformative love can be. I know, I'm personally, in my life, I've met people who are going through dark times, who hurt others, drug addicts, who steal to feed their addiction. And by showing them love and compassion, you bring them up to a higher place where they're no longer willing to hurt anyone. I think we can do that on a civilizational level.
Well, most people don't have real love. They only have mama's love.
What's mama's love?
That love that you feel that makes you think you're attracted to men and anything, that emotional stuff and the way your mind works.
Did I get
emotion.
That from my mom?
Yeah.
Oh, darn. I figure that the way I like men's kind of the same the way I like women. So I don't know. Did I get like the liking women from my dad and the liking men
you
from my mom?
You like men in the same way a woman would like, that women like men.
Yeah.
So you think.
Some women don't like men.
So you think, well, lesbians.
Yeah, lesbians.
They hate
ones.
Men.
Yeah, well, some of them.
No, they hate men.
I've met a few lesbians.
Oh,
who
no,
like men.
I hate men.
Damn. Well, I hope the men didn't do anything to deserve it.
They didn't.
Oh.
Well, they failed them in that they were not real men. You know, they didn't do the right thing. But the love you have, you realize that's mama love, right? Mama's love operating through you. You have the mindset of a woman.
I love my mom. She's been a wonderful force in my life.
Right.
If that's something I'm carrying through from her, then absolutely.
Would you like to overcome her?
Oh, not at all. I saw her just this morning. She helped me out, made breakfast for me. I'm lazy, you see. I slept in a little bit too late. She's wonderful. I could never toss away a part of her like that.
Could you ever be honest with her about herself?
What about herself?
You know how she is. She like controlling. She like impose herself on you.
I think my mom's not a helicopter parent. Actually, she was very reasonable. Helped me with my hobbies. Disciplined me when I needed it. Let me be other times.
Why did your father do that?
My father did it as well. They just did it in different ways, you know.
Is your father beta male?
Oh no. My dad's pretty big, strong guy. Entrepreneur, self-made businessman, respected in his work field.
But like, why did he protect you? If he's not a beta, why didn't he protect you from your mother?
I think that my dad's pretty happy with how I turned out, actually. We had a heart-to-heart talk last night. He had to leave real early in the morning today.
And, oh, you live with them?
I came down. I live in Washington. I came down to visit them because they live in L.A.
Before
coming over here.
I got you.
And, I think he's pretty happy with how I am, all things told.
What do you think about the homosexuals when they compare themselves to black people and civil rights?
I think it's pretty valid. Don't get me wrong. I mean, very different kinds of oppression, you know. Black folk, gay folk, very different in the way it expressed itself.
In what way are they different?
Gays have never been made into chattel slaves, for one. That's a pretty big difference. But in terms of the general, like, social pariah-ship that they get, you know, the way that they're maligned socially, denied rights in certain places, I'd say, you know, there's a thread of comparison. A valid analogy could be made.
Blacks were only discriminated against at the time because of the color. Homosexuals are rejected or discriminated because of their lack of moral values. They have no moral, so I don't know how you can compare an immoral person to moral people who were discriminated against simply because of color. It had nothing to do with sex.
I thought that you believed that nowadays blacks were in a fallen state and that
they are, moral. Absolutely.
Well, then there you go.
But before they went into the fallen state, the homosexuals used them pretending that they cared about the blacks, but they needed the blacks to help get their agenda out there, that their issue is a so-called civil rights issues. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's right to compare immorality to black people for them to use black people in that way?
I don't think it's immoral, so yeah, I think it's totally valid. I think that gay folk, in fact, I'd go so far as to say being gay, more moral than being straight, in my opinion.
Amazing. And so do you think that it's fair to black people to compare them to immorality?
I don't think there's any immorality. But if we're going to go with gay folk immoral, yeah, I think it's valid. Absolutely.
Really? Mm-hmm. So do you love black people?
I love black people.
And why would you want to compare them to immorality?
Because I love gay people. I don't think it's
immoral. And so you want all blacks to be gay too?
Oh, I mean, we can only dream, right? Blacks can be whatever the hell they want. And gays can be, I mean, if a gay person wants to be black, you know, Godspeed.
Have you ever been with a black man?
I have.
You had sex with a black man?
Yeah.
And is it true that once you go black, you can't go back?
Ha! I actually, first time was with a black girl from Brazil as well, so maybe there's a pattern.
So you've been with a girl and a guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And you've been with a Mexican?
Yes. Yes, I think I have.
Man or woman?
Oh, I think both at this point.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you happy with yourself?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What do you do in those moments when you feel alone and sad and like nothing and nobody, when you're by yourself? How do you deal with that?
Oh, I got a girlfriend, long-term romantic partner. I ain't ever feeling lonely these days.
Oh, really?
I mean, we all have our moments, of course, but by and large, I feel pretty good.
And when you have those moments of loneliness and aloneness, what do you do in those moments?
Oh, geez. Usually I just play some video games and eat some food. It's a great time to deal with it.
Oh, yeah? And so do you feel better once you eat and play games?
Oh, no, because that never really solves anything. Usually when I'm feeling super lonely, it's usually just a chemical issue. It's like a bipolar thing. Sometimes I just get sad or sometimes I get like really, really happy. So I just have to trust that eventually my emotions will level out and I'll feel decent again.
What causes bipolar?
To my knowledge, it's a chemical imbalance in like serotonin production in your brain. But I'm not a biologist, so I have no idea.
So sometimes you feel up and sometimes you feel down?
Yeah, and it was really bad like a couple of years ago until I took lithium, super basic, like a mood stabilizer, very like off the counter. And it helped me tremendously. So I'm just really thankful that I get to benefit from modern technology.
Are you still taking those things to avoid that?
Yeah, but it's very rare these days that I have any issues with that.
So do you live with this woman?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it a real woman or a drag queen?
Oh, I mean, I think it's a real woman.
It's a real woman with the real deal.
Real women.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
But the deal wasn't taken off of another woman put on him?
Don't think so.
Oh, it's a real deal.
I'd live, by the way, with a trans woman, though. Absolutely.
You live with a trans?
Oh, I would. Like, I wouldn't have any problem with it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you would treat him as though he is a woman?
I'd treat her, yeah, absolutely, like a woman.
Amazing.
I've met lots
Isn't
of trans
ladies. Isn't this amazing?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I think so. I love living in 2019 where folks can be what they choose to be and live free of social expectation, for the most part.
Do you think, is it normal to be, to have bipolar, to be that way?
I mean, in 2019, lots of folks are depressed and anxious, so I'd say, I mean, it's getting more normal, but probably like statistically 50% or over, probably not, nah.
How about if you were to overcome that fallen state, would you still have to deal with bipolar?
Probably, you know, really quickly, just, I love your fallen state, by the way. I love how you describe it, because I think that what you describe there is actually a product of capitalism. I think we feel really like lonely and alienated because our jobs don't really value us and we're interchangeable cogs. Not you and me, we have very unique jobs, but a lot of folks. I think that we could rise above that fallen state by sort of ascending above the private ownership model and letting people really, really express themselves through the work they do. But I completely agree. We do absolutely live in a fallen state.
Most of the entertainers and politicians and others who have a lot of money and so-called prestige and all that stuff, they have bipolar too. Why hasn't that worked for them?
I would say there's a special kind of loneliness that comes along with being wealthy and famous. There's like a real, it's really anxiety inducing. I'm sure you know, right? There's probably been days where you think like, oh, maybe this didn't go that well, or maybe you got like bad rep or something.
I envy you. 30 years, I experienced the up and down thing prior to 30 years and coming out of the fallen state. But in 30 years, I've never experienced that at all.
Then I envy the hell out of
you. It's not even part of my being or thinking or anything.
You've ascended beyond wage slavery.
That's
this
why
is
I'm trying
you.
To get you to come out of the fallen state.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think, hey, let me tell you this. I was way more depressed 9 months ago than I am now that I have a channel. So I think maybe I'm catching up to you.
But that's not going to cause you to overcome that.
I agree.
You're
I also need to work
high.
On my personal relationships. Yeah.
Yeah. Want me to tell you how you can overcome it?
I think I got a feeling what you're going to say, but
what?
Hit me up.
What am I going to say?
Does it have something to do with me being a homosexual?
No.
Oh. I'm ready.
Overcome your mother.
She'll be hard. It'll be hard for her to hear it, but you know.
But it'll be good for you to do it.
I'll let her know. Cut contact entirely.
She's not going to release you. You're going to have to overcome yourself.
For what it's worth, and I do have to say. Lovely mom. As moms go, phenomenal mom.
Never existed.
Really? You don't think they're good moms?
Only Jesus' mother.
Oh. Do you like not like women much? Or
I like all people. I love all people.
Okay, true. I love all people too.
Yeah.
Do you think that like
when,
mothers
when men
don't...
tell the truth about women, does that mean that men don't like women?
I mean, it really depends on what you think the truth is. A lot of people think the truth is that, like, black folk are kind of dumb. I don't believe that, but I would say that they're immoral for saying what they think is their truth. Why
but
do you
black
think
people are kind of dumb.
Oh, not you. This is the best convo
I've
had
I'm not into
months.
The blackness.
Are you,
When I was into the blackness, I was dumb.
Oh. Do you think that, like, black people shouldn't be able to vote, or?
If they don't own land, they should not be allowed to vote.
Darn. That's pretty punitive. Don't you think that if black folk don't, but all white folks should be able to vote, probably.
If they don't own land.
Okay, so you want to go back to like the landed gentry mob. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
That seems like it'll really disproportionately favor the wealthy. Don't we like democracy here in America?
In America, you can make it whatever you want it to be for yourself. Hmm? And if they're unwilling to do that, they shouldn't have a right to vote and then make my life difficult, take my money.
What if all the wealthy people who like own land get together and they vote that people who don't own land are like an underclass citizen who shouldn't have the right to engage in, like, who shouldn't be able to buy property, and then they would cement themselves forever as the upper class? It'd be like with Rome, with the plebeians.
That's not the way it is in America. It won't ever.
Because we have democracy. Because poor people can vote. Yeah.
Should transgender be so-called transgender women be allowed to play in women's sports.
Absolutely.
Men who are taking off their male parts and putting on women parts and call themselves a woman, should they be allowed to play in women's sports?
Yeah, if you're a trans woman, you take all that dude in you, you put it in a ball, you yeet it out of the court, absolutely. Go ahead, have fun sports.
Is that fair to the real women?
I think, I'll be serious about this. I think that you should probably be on hormones for like a year or two, because I don't know if you have you ever taken HRT, feminizing hormones? Probably not. You're pretty.
No,
yeah,
no.
I mean me either. But I've seen people take it. Shoulders wilt, muscle dies. It just turns them right into girls. So,
but they're still a male though. They're not really a girl. Only in their mind they think they are, but in reality they're still a male.
I think the mind's what matters when it comes to whether you're a boy or a girl.
The mind is a very dangerous thing.
I agree. And I think it's a very powerful thing, too. It's how we define our existence, right?
No, there's no power in the mind.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, don't you think that your mind is how you got this here?
Your mind is how you screw you up. So when women talk about men, put them down, or whatever they say about men, tell the truth or whatever, do they hate men?
I don't think so, no.
So why is it that when men tell the truth about women, they are considered women haters?
Well, I've never actually heard women say men shouldn't be able to vote. So maybe there's like a
big... They're on their way to that. They say everything is negative about men. They lie on men. They falsely accuse men. They have laws that lock men up and men were to tell them the truth in their homes. They kill men, children in the womb.
I'll tell you this. I'm a man. You're a man. You know, listen, anyone trying to take men's votes away, I'll fight against that, whether they be lesbians or not. I'll tell you, okay? I'm here standing up for men and for women and for everyone in between.
I was told that there were transgenders who, or there is a transgender who tried to force a salon to wax his genitalia.
Yeah, Jessica Yaniv. We covered that.
I never heard of you. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
And so tell me about that.
Yeah, Jessica Yaniv is she's a trans woman, I think, in Canada. And she's a bad hombre, let me tell you. Pedophile, just real bad stuff going on with her. She's like flirted with kids and
so
stuff.
So when you say her is a man, that's being called her?
She identifies as a woman. Yeah.
Okay.
But she's like pedophile, like really weird stuff like that. And apparently she went on some overly litigious spree where she like accused salons of being discriminatory against her because they didn't want to wax her genitalia, which I thought was dumb. I agree, that's dumb.
Did they lock him up for thinking that way?
No.
They should put him in jail just for thinking that way.
For thinking what way?
That someone should do his genitalia.
Well, they wax, you know, penises or men's genitalia at salons.
Well, he should go to a gay salon and let them do that.
Probably should go to people who know how to wax, you know.
Yeah, they have no limits into what they would do.
They probably wouldn't, you know, wax ladies if it's a gay salon. But yeah, no, for sure. It's a fun little bit of controversy because a lot of people like to look at it and get like real upset. Like, oh, look at this. This is egregious. This is ostentatious. In reality, though, most trans people pretty much just don't want to be noticed for the most part. So
how did people find out that this person was having that issue?
I think she, in addition to her being like really big on social media, she's also a representative of some like social rights. I don't know. She has some presence online.
Does it seem odd to you that you know that this is a man who took off him or her, who took off their body parts and women put on men body parts?
What makes you a man?
And then men put on women body parts. And they call, in their mind, they call themselves a she or he. To you, does it feel weird calling something as though something that is not as though it really is?
Oh,
does
no,
that feel weird to you?
It feels wonderful, actually. Because I know some trans women. They look like you see them on the street. No way.
But they're still a man, though.
Well, what makes you a man, in your opinion? You know,
God.
Did God make me a
man? He made you one, but then you got corrupt by Satan's children.
Damn. It's kind of cool.
Would you ever be a transgender person?
I'm pretty comfortable in my body and my identity. I wouldn't, like, hate myself if I was, though.
Can you even imagine taking off your man part and put on a woman part and call yourself girl?
I mean, yeah, I can imagine. I've got a pretty good imagination. I like
how I
am.
You can imagine being a drag queen?
Well, let me think. Like, you know, I'd probably shave my beard off and have to do a couple. I'm pretty hairy, you know, it'd be a lot of work, but hey, yeah, I think I could go for it. I want to hit on one thing really quick though,
okay.
You know, because like, what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be a woman? These are like big philosophical questions for a lot of people. We were discussing this back in Shakespeare, you know,
right.
And different people have had different definitions. Some said like, oh, you know, the capacity to give birth makes a woman or blah, blah, having a penis or vagina. But there are, you know, men and women who don't conform perfectly to that. If you fuss out all the odd definitions, it seems like the most consistent one is men are people who identify as men and women are people who identify as women. So
no, men are men, male who God created them that way, and women are female who God created them that way. There's only two sexes, male and female. Everything else is a false imitation.
Did you know that?
And
recent,
only the people in the fallen state would accept an abnorm as a norm because they can't help it.
Do you think that...
is that true?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people would say it's unnatural for you, a black man, and me, a white man, to be talking to each other as equals. I wouldn't
Who said
listen
that?
To them. Probably a lot of white folk, like 40, 50 years ago, and today, that, for that matter.
They would have said what now?
Oh, they would have said it's unnatural for a black man and a white man to talk to each other as equals.
But we're not talking to each other as equals.
Oh, close. I mean, you're older than me, so you've got that seniority advantage.
We're just talking to each other as two males talking. One believe in Satan, and one believe in God.
I mean, do you believe in Satan too, right? Don't you believe he exists?
I believe he exists, yes.
Okay, well.
But I don't believe in him. You believe Satan exists?
No, I don't.
You don't believe we serve either good or evil?
No, I think those are relativistic terms.
Do you believe human beings, until they overcome the state, are in a fallen state?
I mean, I think that capitalism influences us in a lot of negative ways, but I don't think that there's like a moral fallen state. I think actually today we're about as moral as we've ever been throughout history. If you look back in time, I mean, look back 50 years ago when women and gays were getting beaten for the riots where they were trying to fight for the rights. 100 years ago, folks like you couldn't really proper vote. You'd get lynched if you tried to go near the polls. 150 years ago, slavery. 300 years ago, Native Americans.
But you guys made voters not being able to vote sound like a bad thing. What's wrong with that?
I mean, if you're cool seceding your vote to me because I'm white, I'm fine with that.
Look at the people who are voting now, especially those in the farthest state. They have voted for all the wrong thing, and the world going to hell in a handbasket.
I think the world.
And I would want
those
people to have a right to vote.
Would you take away my right to vote? Because I do own property, and I am white. Would you want to take away my vote?
If you own property and you're voting, that's fine, because the good folks are outvoting you. I want to ask you about this video. You made a video that destroys.
Right, yeah, it destroys. Yeah, you know how the YouTube game goes.
Destroys black conservatives.
Yeah, I love that video. We explain got real mad.
Explain that to me.
Yeah, so I believe in, have you ever read Karl Marx?
No.
I believe in something called class interest. I think that society and democracy work best when we're repping our own interests. So I, like you're a man, I'm a man, we want to fight for men, you know? I'm white, you're black, we want to fight for black and white. Well, you know, that's we want to fight for our own interests. I think
no,
that...
No, I fight for what is right.
Do you think it's right for black people and white people to be
equal? I fight for what is right, huh?
Do you think it's right for black and white people to be equal in like an ideal society?
I don't know, you guys, when you say equal.
Same legal
you
rights.
You cannot make a person equal. Only God can do that. And he did that when he created us all, and that he created us in his image. And no human being can make you equal to anybody or anything else.
Fair, not on an individual level. Do you think that black and white people should have equal legal rights, equal access to education, healthcare, that sort of thing?
We have that.
Oh, well then I'm glad we agree. That's the right thing, huh? There are a lot of black conservatives who I think don't vote in their class interests. For example, being a fan of Trump, I don't know about that one. That seems like some propaganda.
So you think that blacks who support the Great White Hope should not support him for what reason?
I think that a lot of them are mistaken, yeah. I don't think they meaningfully represent his interests.
Whose interests?
Their interests as black
people. And what are their interests that they should not vote for the Great White Hope?
Well, right now in America, the average wealth of a black person is somewhere in the ballpark of 1/10 the average wealth of a white person.
And why is that?
Probably redlining, generational inequality, the fact that they were second-class citizens up until the 1960s, wide variety of factors.
Would that be the case if black people got married, worked for themselves, took over their own lives, raised their children, invest their monies, and did the same thing that white people are doing? Would they still be whatever?
Probably wouldn't hurt.
So why not encourage them to do it the right way, the way the white people are doing it?
They do.
Rather
than
giving them something free like that or telling them that they're victims.
They just
why
face
not
a lot
tell
of...
them the right, if white people are doing it a certain way, working, getting married, raising their children, seeing to it that they get a good education. If that worked for white people, why not recommend that for black people?
Because white
Instead
people had
using
the benefit.
This lie about racism and slavery and all that crap.
Do you think slavery was a lie?
It's not affecting black people at all today. It's a made-up lie that is keeping blacks back.
True, white folk have done a lot to advance their material interests in this country, but they did it while the system was in favor of them. You know, white and black folks smoke marijuana about the same rate. Black folk get locked up 4 times as much for it. Stuff like that adds
up. And you know why that is?
I'm ready to hear.
Black can afford private lawyers. They need the government to give them a lawyer. And the lawyer that comes from the government is overloaded. He's crowded with all the other black cases, so they're not going to get the same representation. But if they took control of their lives and made their own money and earned their own way, they can afford a lawyer just like you.
Well, what if
we
started?
Is that right or not?
Well, what if we started?
Is that right or not?
No.
So if black people work, save their money, earn their way, they could not afford a good lawyer.
Well, you could say all of this.
Are you saying they could not afford a good lawyer?
If they worked their way real hard.
If they did exactly what white people were doing.
If they did exactly what white people did.
Work hard, save their money.
Some individuals.
Would they be able to afford a good lawyer? Yes or no?
Some individuals, yes. Most of them, no. Most of them, no.
Why not? If most of them worked, saved their money, raise their children, invest their money, and did the right thing, why wouldn't they be able to afford a lawyer?
Improving your life as a group of people is a stats game. You increase the odds of people doing well by improving their environment.
Do white people improve their lives as a group or individually?
I think that both. Individually, you can work really hard, but as a group, we benefit.
Do white people improve their lives as a group or as individuals?
I would say as a group, there's more affecting white people than there is.
So white people work together as a group?
Yes. There's a lot of in-group
preference.
You're
not being honest.
No, I am. I'm absolutely being
honest. No, you're not being honest.
I'm absolutely
white
being honest.
White people fight against each other.
Oh, yeah, no, of course they do. But
they try
but
to get the best
live.
From each other. They do the same thing normal people do.
They do. Absolutely they do. I don't think white or black people really
so why
on
do
fundamental
black people
level
always,
are
different. Why do you people always line black people up as a group? We're not a group.
Well, I
studied. We are individuals.
So I studied this in school. I'm very interested
well,
by this.
Go back and get your money. They brainwash you. They lied
hey, listen,
to you.
Let me tell you. If I could get that money back, ooh, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Do you see now that they lied to you? Why that's why you see blacks have victims?
A quick question. Do you believe improving the environment a person grows up in can increase the likelihood of them succeeding, owning property, getting wealthy?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Like if you, for example, if you go to a better school, if your dad isn't locked up in prison, if you have more generational wealth, do you think these things increase the chance of you succeeding in the long term?
It does.
Yeah.
That's why I'm asking, why don't you people recommend that black people get married and so they have good parents to guide them rather than putting them in a victim box and making them think that they can't make it and then using them to promote homosexuality, lesbianity.
Oh,
lesbian!
I defend lesbians on my own time. I don't need no blacks to do that.
So why do you people put the blacks in a box to use them rather than telling
tell
them, being honest with them
Let's
about
make
50, what they 50. Really
We can compromise
do.
On this. I'll tell you what. I'll stop treating them like victims. I'll say, hey, you got to work hard. You got to overcome your status. At the same time, I can support for institutional reform that gives them, say, for example, more money to the public defenders.
How about encourage them to stop the crime? They will have to do the time.
I'll do both. Help their system and help the individual. I love helping
and
people.
So you don't think that black Amazing. Conservatives should vote for Donald Trump?
Nah.
You don't think that...
I don't think anyone should.
You don't think that black conservatives should have their own minds to do what they want?
Oh, no. They should be able to do what
do
they want.
Do you think they should vote like the radical blacks who have voted for Democrats?
Absolutely.
So you don't think that black people, black conservatives, have the right to be individuals.
Oh, no, they have the right,
and
I have the right to disagree.
And think and do for themselves.
Oh, they can totally do what they want. I have the right to complain about it.
So why are you putting them down for standing and being individuals?
It's not so much that I'm doing it for them being individuals. I'm putting them down for making bad decisions.
So you're saying blacks don't have the common sense to make good decisions for themselves?
A lot of people don't. I don't like
How about the black conservatives? They don't have the common sense to make decisions for themselves?
I would say that being a black conservative pretty much like categorically means you don't have much common sense, yeah.
To make decisions for themselves?
Yeah, at least politically.
And that's why you call Candace Owens a Nazi?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love calling Candace Owens a Nazi. She's pretty, isn't she?
Because she's black, she doesn't have sense enough to think and do for herself?
Oh, no. I call plenty of whites Nazis, too. Don't worry.
But Candace Owens is a conservative. And you just said conservative blacks don't have the common sense to think and do for themselves. So that's why you call Candace Owens a Nazi?
I think that a black Nazi probably is lacking some sense of self-preservation. But I call lots of folks Nazis. And I would say all conservatives probably lack in common sense. So don't worry. I ubiquitously distribute my dislike of conservatives,
and what
blacks,
is
whites.
In Candace Owens' situation, what is it about her that caused you to call her a Nazi?
That defending Hitler stuff was pretty out of left field, let me tell you. Because she said everything Hitler did within his own borders was fine. It was when he had ambitions abroad that when the trouble started.
And
but
why is she a Nazi for agreeing with that? I was saying that. I didn't hear her say it, but why is she a Nazi for having her own opinion?
Oh, I mean, the Nazis did have their own opinions, too.
But why is she one, as a black conservative, why is she one for have her own opinion?
I think that white Nazis are also bad.
I'm talking about Candace Owens now.
Oh, that she has every right to express her opinion. I have every right to call her very mean names for expressing those opinions.
Do you hate black conservatives?
I hate conservatives. Do I hate black conservatives?
How about black ones?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I do love all people, but I hate black conservatives and white conservatives.
Why do you hate black conservatives?
I hate all conservatives, but black conservatives, because they have the gall of being conservative while having experienced more apropos than any other group in this country what it means to be under the heel of a white supremacist state. It seems to me they're the ones who should have the greatest interest in voting against it.
Do you believe that America has always been a white supremacist state?
Since day one.
How is it that when I was growing up, under the Jim Crow laws, on a plantation, that black people did better than they are today? They had families, they got married, abortion was unheard of, they bought land, they built businesses, they became professionals, they went to college, those that wanted to go, and they did very, very well. If America is a Nazi country, why were blacks able to do better then than they are today?
Because white folk got more clever. Yeah, back in the day, way they discriminated against blacks, all on the books. Black people can't use this school, this water fountain. Nowadays, they're much more clever. Drug war, systemic deregulation of certain industries, stripping funds from ghettos. That way, you keep the blacks in line, but you do it without a single racist law on the books. And things have gotten worse. You're right.
What is wrong with black people that they allow themselves, because they were not like that prior to, after the civil rights movement? What is wrong with black people that they allow themselves to be kept in a certain place or used in that way today?
I don't think there's anything
because
wrong
they
with
did not allow that prior to the civil rights movement. What's wrong with them, the men and women in the black families and black community, that they allow that to happen to them today?
That's kind of like asking what a wife did to deserve getting beaten by her husband, don't you think? I don't think they did anything wrong. I think they were the victims of an abusive system.
But what is wrong with them that they can't overcome circumstances as everyone else are doing?
I mean, because they're targeted against them.
What is wrong with them that they can't overcome the target against them?
It's because conservatives in government hate black people, so they very specifically target black people when they're looking for ways to discriminate.
Do you hate black
minorities.
People?
I love black people.
How are you able to do so well and they are not?
Well, for one, I was born to upper middle class parents. I was born in Beverly Hills. I went to an incredibly good school district. I was able to get funding from my parents to help me with my education. I had contacts.
Why not recommend that for them instead of calling?
I don't know if I can recommend they get born to upper middle class parents. But
you can't. You can't recommend that they. Because most of the children, 70% of black babies born out of wedlock. Is that good for black people?
Oh, no, not at all.
Does it hurt them?
Oh, yeah.
In what way?
Oh, I mean, it's huge. If you're a single mother raising a kid, statistically more likely for them to commit a crime, for them to be locked up in jail, lower household income. Absolutely.
So
it's a
huge
problem.
Not recommend that they overcome that? Stop doing that.
I do. And I vote for systemic changes that will make it more likely for them to stop doing
what
that.
What is a man?
I think a man is someone who identifies as one.
And what is love?
Do I want to go edgelord? I think that love is an evolved, socialized form of a chemical we experience that drives us to breed.
What is a Nazi?
I would say that a Nazi is somebody who believes in white supremacy, who believes that an international cabal of Jewish people are using immigration from the third world to propagate sort of the destruction of the white race.
Are you white?
I am.
Are you Jewish?
I am not Jewish.
But you're
white.
I've
been told I'm Jewish.
And so are you a Nazi?
I am not a Nazi.
And what made you not? Why is it that you're not a Nazi? You're white, and you live well, and you're doing well, you live in Beverly Hills.
Well, I love black people.
Why is it that you're not? You don't love black people.
I do love black people. I love them, and I love
you. You hate black people.
I love black people. Why would I hate black people?
Because you recommend the worst for them instead of the good.
But we agree.
But let me ask you, why is it that you're not a Nazi?
Well, I grew up with parents who were pretty liberal, so maybe if I'd grown up with Nazi parents, I could have been a Nazi. Also, I grew up in a very Jewish neighborhood.
And
so
tell me again, what is a Nazi?
I would say a white supremacist who believes that the Jewish people are orchestrating a conspiracy to destroy white people.
And what is a white supremacist?
Somebody who believes either that white people are superior than other races, or that they should orchestrate some kind of society that prioritizes white people as like an in-group preference.
So Louis Farrakhan believed that blacks are superior to whites.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
And that he wanted a state with just blacks only. And there are other black people who feel that way too. Are they black supremacists?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I don't like those people at all.
They're no different than a white person who think that way?
They're pretty much in the same ballpark, yeah.
There are Mexicans who feel that way, too, about that they are better than any other race.
I've never met a Mexican supremacist.
But there are Mexicans who think they're better than whites and blacks. Are they Mexican supremacists?
I admit, I've never met them. They probably do exist, though. Yeah, they'd be Mexican supremacists.
And
I hate those guys, too.
This idea of men and women who are in the fallen state believe that they're better than the other person. So anyone who feels that way is a supremacist, right?
No, it has to be a categorical racial thing. Like, for instance, someone...
Why does it have to be a categorical racist thing?
Well, there are some people, like, for example, my girlfriend in the audience probably likes me more than you just because I live with her, right? But she doesn't believe that I was endowed at birth because I'm white with a higher intellectual
capacity. I bet she believes she's better than you.
Maybe.
Is that supremacist?
No, because it's not a racial sort of construct that she's expressing that supremacy for.
So it has to be...
I think I'm taller than her.
What do you mean by it has to be a racial thing? It means that any race that feel that they are superior to another race?
Yeah, I don't like it when
people
feel...
So Louis Farrakhan and Jeremiah Wright Jr. and all those people who hate the Jews and hate the whites, are they black supremacists?
Yeah, they're basically black Nazis. I mean, they've gone right around the other side.
But are they black supremacists?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't like those people.
I'm sorry?
I don't like those people at all. Because I love black people, and I think that they harm black people.
That they harm black people?
Yeah.
In what way?
I think that a lot of people, when they want to think of radical black activism, I want to think of stuff like Black Lives Matter or institutional reform to the prison system. But when they do their reform, Louis Farrakhan and what have you, they make people think that black radical reformists are like crazy black supremacists, like Wakandaites. And that's not what I'm here for. That's
do
not
black
progress.
People have the right to complain about white people, what they have done and what they are doing? Do they have the right to complain about white people?
Yeah, free country.
So black people have the right to complain about whites, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what gives them the right to complain about whites?
I think freedom of speech. I think they have every right in the world to complain or express their grievances in a way that doesn't harm other people, you know.
And so are they black supremacists for complaining about white people?
Nah. I mean, hey, I complain about women all the time, but I'm not sexist against women.
I bet you're not.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing.
And so black people don't have... Black people have the right to complain about white people.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have the right to hate white people?
I don't like it. Nah. I don't like hating racial groups. Even if you're like super... I wouldn't support like Jews hating Egyptian people back in the Prince of Egypt days either. I just don't like...
So do black people have the right to hate white people?
They have the right. I don't like it. They have the legal right to. I don't like it.
So black people have the right to hate white people?
Legally, yes. Freedom of speech.
And are they black supremacists for hating and complaining about white people?
I think you can hate somebody without thinking you're better than them. I don't know if I'd call them black supremacists for that.
So are black people black supremacists for hating and complaining about white people?
No, only if they think they're better than white people, like
so,
racially.
And they do think that. So are black people black supremacists for hating, complaining, and thinking that they're better than white people?
If they think they're better than white people, yes, absolutely they're black supremacists.
Okay.
Yes.
And do they have the right to knock out white people?
Like
remember the knockout gang when they were walking up to black people and knocking them out?
I heard a lot of
them.
I heard
do they have a right to do that?
I heard a lot of scared white folk calling about them knockout gangs on Fox News.
Do they have a right to do that?
You know, that's assault. I'm going to go ahead and say no. Probably not.
And are they black supremacists for doing that?
Probably at least a few of them.
You say yes?
Yeah, probably at least a few of them. I don't know if all of them are, but yeah, I'd say a few of them probably.
Okay.
If this even happens. I know Fox News complained about it when I was like a kid.
And so you say yes, they are black supremacists for knocking out white people, for hating them, for complaining about them, right?
Yeah.
They are black supremacists, right?
I think any time a black person says anything mean about a white person, they're a black supremacist and basically a black Nazi.
And when they physically attack white people, they are black supremacists, right?
Absolutely.
So why is it that white people don't have the right to do the same about the Jews? When white people complain about the Jews, are they...
They can be a white supremacist and hate the Jews.
So when white people complain about whether they're right or wrong, just like the black, are they white supremacists for disagreeing and complaining about the Jews?
It really depends on how they do it.
Are they white supremacists for complaining, disagreeing, and complaining about the Jews? White supremacists?
No.
I'm sorry?
That was a mixed answer. I grew up with a lot of Jewish folk. I complain about them from time to time because some of them were real annoying.
So are white people Jewish supremacists for complaining and disagreeing with the Jews?
Sometimes.
white people supremacists would
disagree. Scott, I have to do the yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I see. A Mason. I love
it. A Mason.
A Mason. You know what? Let's go with yes. Anytime any group of people complains about any other group of people, I think that they're basically Nazis. I'm willing to take that road.
So the blacks are Nazis for complaining
blacks,
and attacking.
Blacks, whites, Jews, women, men,
so
we're all Nazis.
So blacks are Nazi and, white and black supremacists for complaining about whites, disagreeing with them, knocking them out. They are black Nazi supremacists, right?
Do you love Nazis?
No, I'm asking you, are you saying that they're black Nazi supremacists?
Yes.
Black people are?
All black people. Yes,
that does
including
it,
you.
That do that.
Yes.
Okay.
You think
and likewise,
than me, don't
you? You think that white people are when they do it to Jews.
Yes.
And when Jews complain about whites and blacks, are they Nazis and Jewish supremacists?
Jewish Nazis, yes.
Are they supremacists?
Yeah, yes. Jewish supremacists, Jewish Nazis.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
They complain about white people.
Do you support Antifa?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big, oof. I've got the red, I've got the black, I'm here for it. Where's
but
the fascists at?
Why are they so cowardly and so angry and so nasty and so mean?
The
and they're
Ku
such coward that
hoods.
They have, and that they have to hide their faces because they're cowards. Why, if they feel that they're right or believe that they're right about what they are doing, why do they need to hide their faces?
The Ku Klux Klan wears hoods too to block
I'm,
their face.
I'm asking about Nazis. I mean Antifa.
Are
why
they
are they hiding their faces if they were not cowards and they believe what they're doing is the right thing?
Because they don't want to be targeted by police afterwards.
They don't want to be. What do you mean?
Because police tend to work with white supremacist organizations.
They work with Nazi more than they do white people who are standing up for what is right.
Police and white people get along like butter and bread,
no,
my friend.
No, they don't. They let
police love white people. They love white
they
supremacists.
Love
they love it.
I don't believe that the police officers themselves agree with Antifa. I believe that the upper bosses or whomever controls them.
Oh, they hate Antifa. They love
tell
the
them
white
to
supremacists.
Back down and allow Antifa to attack the white men and women who are standing up for America. Is that right?
No, I'm pretty sure cops
is
and
that
Antifa
right
fight
to do
more
that?
Than cops and white supremacists.
Antifa is white, so is that right for the for them to be allowed to do that?
For them to be allowed to do what?
To stand back and allow them to come like little cowards, hiding their faces, and attacking white folks who are standing up for America.
I don't think they attack white folks who stand up for America.
They do. You haven't been paying attention.
Do you think it's right that Antifa...
Look what happened in Virginia.
Antifa is standing up for America.
Way back when?
Charlottesville?
Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Look what happened. They went to a lawfully put together rally... Mm-hmm. And they attacked, they were hiding, little cowards hiding their faces like little beta girls.
Beta!
Beta girls.
That's what I'm saying.
And they attacked men and women who did not hide their
are
faces.
Are you saying they should have come without masks and with guns like how white supremacists
if
do?
If they're going to stand up, if they having a gonads, if they were real men, they wouldn't hide their faces.
Can I hear you
they
say really, it? You want Antifa? No masks, bring guns. Is
if
that what I'm hearing?
I want them to show their faces so they believe that they're right.
Bring the faces and
show
their
faces.
I love Antifa. Do you love Antifa people?
I love all people.
I love Antifa
I don't
people.
Agree with
I think they're standing up for
I don't
America.
Agree with Antifa at all. I believe that it's an evil, radical group that has been paid to do what they
do. I think America is all about freedom
they
and democracy,
helping.
And they're fighting for that. They're out there in the streets.
Are they right to fight people in mass and hide and be cowards like
if those
that?
People are fascists, yeah, absolutely.
So Antifa is a fascist group,
no,
right?
No, they're fighting fascists.
You're right about them. They are fascists.
We're all fascists.
I never thought I'd hear you say that.
We're all fascists on this blessed day, Reverend.
What?
We're all fascists on this blessed day.
What is a fascist?
A fascist is a very bad type of person. Do you like fascist people?
I love all people.
I love all
people, I don't
people
agree
too.
With them, but I definitely love them.
Wait, you don't like fascism?
I noticed that. Are you an incel?
No. I like talking about incels, but I
don't
think
and what's your opinion on incels?
I think it's a serious problem. I think that
what
men,
is the problem?
I think that men are growing increasingly lonely. I think that it's getting more and more difficult for them to make friends and relate to other people. I think it's a product of our economic system and a lot of social problems we haven't really addressed, but I think it's a real issue.
Is it an attack upon men? Because men are hated in America today, and especially white men.
I feel loved.
So is it the attack upon men that causes incels not to know how to deal with women?
Does this
women,
country hate me?
Not all, but most women are real mean now and cunning and
the
incels
nasty
don't,
women.
They don't know how to handle that.
The incels call them femoids, that's the term.
Right. So is it the attack upon men?
No, I think that men put themselves in this place. Wait, really quickly. You say blacks should work to get themselves out of their own situation without worrying for handouts for the government. Why don't you say the same thing about men who are incels?
They should definitely overcome that themselves.
All right, then we shouldn't blame anyone else for it. It's men's fault. If they're the incels.
Well, it's their parents' fault. Their father and mother failed them, and that's why they grew up cowardly like that. They don't know how to deal with women. They don't know how to deal with life. But had they had real fathers and men, perfect parents guiding them, they would not be in that condition
today.
Yeah,
probably would help. Yeah, having better parents. Some of them get mad they can't sleep with their mothers.
I noticed
it's a really
that
weird situation.
For some reason, men are willing to become women. They are willing to allow women to influence them to look like and act like and be like a woman. They don't seem to protect their masculinity. They'll give it up and allow a woman. Because now you have you have that bald thing up on your head.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's
ain't
so
it?
Womanly.
Hey.
You know, it looked like a woman.
People mistake me for a woman all the time. They see my 44-inch chest and they think, "Hey, that's a hot broad over there."
It takes away from men looking like it looked like a half male and a half devil and a half woman, right? Why is it that men like you who wear women hairstyles and stuff? Comfortably, well, I know you're a homosexual, so you feel like a woman.
You got to see me with my hair done. It's real lovely.
But why are men so willing to give up their manliness and become a woman?
Because I'm an American, and I believe in freedom. But why, and part of that freedom is being able to dress and express yourself how you choose.
Why do you think normal men are willing to allow women to influence them to become a woman? They become emotional. They are even affected by words. And only women are affected by words because of, you know, their emotion, their mental state, right? And a real man is not affected by words. But now you hear men say, oh, words hurt.
I think
words
you're
hurt.
Doing the abnormal thing right
Why
now.
Why do men allow themselves to become women?
I think that there is a long celebrated tradition of men being emotional and that being considered manly. Did you know that in old ancient Greek
you
times...
You say what now? You say what?
In ancient Greece, it was considered
manly.
No, what
did manly. You say just before
Oh, that? There's a long tradition of men being emotional and that being considered manly. Like in ancient
no,
Greece.
No, when I was growing up, men were not emotional. Believe me.
Yeah, because you grew up in a
emotional.
Fallen state. Now we're
women
rising
were
out of it.
Emotional. And the men brought them out of that emotional state, not cater to it.
Back in ancient Greece, if a man cried, it was considered the manliest thing you could do because it was a sincere expression of his feelings.
Where's ancient Greece now?
Ancient Greece, I'm pretty sure, is buried under a whole lot of molten debris.
I rest my case.
Ah, darn. If only the men hadn't cried, they could have stopped all that.
It's time to heat up this interview. I gotta throw my guests on the hot seat. Ooh. And so what I need for you to do is answer these questions.
I'm ready. Is it yes or no? Do I know room for nuance? Ooh, I'm ready. Okay.
The hot seat.
How old is too old to be a gamer?
69, because after that you've lived past the time when the joke happens.
Would Jesus support sanctuary cities for illegal aliens?
Absolutely. Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Absolutely he
is
would.
Is Michelle Obama attractive?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that sleeveless dress look. I'm here for it.
Is Crooked Line Hillary an honest person?
Oh, no. Hate me some Crooked Hillary.
Are men bonds alpha or beta?
Like I that say bond you have. Alpha. Look at this.
No, that's,
can't do that with your hair, can you?
That's beta all the way.
That's buddy. Alpha right there.
I bet your girlfriend would think, look at my man.
Everyone else wiggles it. They line up around the block to wiggle
think,
my bun.
Look at my man taking out his hair like a woman. Does gun control work?
No.
Is Bruce Jenner a man?
Woman.
Did Jeffrey Epstein really commit suicide?
God, no. I'm full on. Nope.
You don't think so?
Oh, no.
Are you a soy boy?
I do not eat any soy. I'm 100% a meat and meat and milk boy.
What's a soy boy?
I think it's just a meme for someone who's too effeminate and is also a guy. But it started because people thought that like phytoestrogens were the same as human estrogens because they, so it's a dumb meme.
Is that real? What you just said?
That's how it originated, but it doesn't work that way. Like in reality, eating phytoestrogens doesn't make you more like bitch tits or whatever.
Last weekend, I participated in the first straight pride parade ever.
Congratulations.
Up in Modesto, California, ever in the history of America, would you march in a straight pride parade?
A straight pride parade? Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But not that one, though. The one you went to was organized by Nazis.
No, that's not true.
Oh, never mind.
No, the Nazis showed up. These radical lesbians.
Damn.
And we homosexuals
again.
And beta males. Why are lesbians so fat? I noticed that lesbians like fat from the.
Because they're real.
Like full fat.
They're real
not
soft.
Like.
Wait, don't you like?
You know,
women?
Sometimes they.
Don't you?
You
like
know,
women?
Sometimes you just fat in the hip or in the stomach.
Yeah, you
right?
got the fupa.
But lesbians
yeah.
like full fat, and all these fat lesbians there. I'm like, why? Look at the fat lesbian.
Fat woman.
Why are lesbians so fat?
I don't know. Maybe they're real soft. You like women, right?
Because
you
they
like
have,
the big.
Is it? No, I like small women.
Oh, okay. Some people
I've never
like the
been
big
into
gazongas.
The fat woman thing. I don't
the hobbly dudes.
I know a lot of black men are into the fat woman thing. I don't know where that came from.
Big chunky.
Because
smooth.
When I was growing up, black women were not fat. They were like really shaped well. They looked like a woman. They didn't look like a fat block.
I love all women.
But why are lesbians women? So fat?
I think they just maybe they love jiggling their boobies together.
It's because they have conflict about being lesbians, so they're overeating.
Yes, it must be a deep emotional
problem. And
drinkers,
I heard they
yes.
eat and drink a lot.
Yes, all
and
lesbians.
And they're depressed.
I think I saw that stat. All lesbians are depressed and eat and drink a lot.
Thank you for coming, man.
Hey, listen, maybe we can agree on one quick thing at the end of this, and I really appreciate the opportunity. Trans men aren't women, and trans women aren't men. Do you agree with that, Reverend?
Repeat that?
Trans men are not women.
Are those
and trans
men who
men.
Think that they're women?
Never mind.
Are you talking about the men who think that they're women? They're not.
Men who think that the women are not men.
They're a man who think that he's a woman is still a male.
It'd be cleaner
and
if
a
you
woman
just shook
who think
it.
That she's a man is still a woman. I agree with that.
All right, we can go with that.
Did you have fun?
Absolutely. Hey, listen, one day I'll get you. I'll bring out that femininity in you, JLP.
That never,
you're a man's
gone.
Man, but
it's
you never
gone.
Know.
I used to be that way. I used to be have my mother's identity. Mm-hmm. But when I forgave her, God took her identity away from me. And gave me back my father's identity, which is his identity. So that's how you got to overcome your little gayness.
I'll work on it. Maybe I gotta fight my mom.
Tell the folks how to get in touch with you, watch your YouTube and all that.
Oh, yeah. If any of y'all would like to see the channel, it's just Vaush, V-A-U-S-H, on YouTube and all other associated media. It's been a tremendous pleasure to speak
with you. It was a blast. Thank you for coming, man.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. It's amazing.
Amazing.
And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, tweet, the merch, and follow and all that good stuff. Ring the bell. Let me hear from you.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Ron Percone. He can be seen regularly on The Young Turks. So if you had found the term, Ron, would you know it?
Ooh. That's heavy. You came out the gate swinging here, man. This is just like, all right, first question, what is life? Okay, all right, this is, glad I had my coffee this morning.
So you think white people are deliberately keeping black people down because they're black?
I think some are.
Are you proud that the white people founded and created the greatest country?
No. To say Antifa is a violent group is an overgeneralization
when they attack and an unfair
assumption to make. Meanwhile, neo-Nazis and KKK, those are groups that are coming from a place of hate.
But it's not true about Antifa?
No, it's not.
Wow.
It's true.
Would you date a slut?
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Watching The Fallen State. We need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here. And tell everybody and their mama about the show.